WRCT Pittsburgh, the last bastion of pulchritude.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, You must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Just before that announcement, you heard Yas with the tune Psychonauts from Whirling Wolf Record. And at the end of the last hour, you heard Glow Phase with the tune Due North from the release Early Moment. Right now you're listening to Sebastian Solares with the tune Call to Arms. This is from the Lullaby of the Seraphim EP. I'm DJ Firefly. This is Couch Dancing on WRCT Pittsburgh. You should be able to see the whole playlist online at WRCT.org. Thank you.
So you've gone and sold your soul to another, hoping that your faith will get you by. Caught up in a wave of love you discover, washed up in the thoughts that get you high. So free your mind.
The life of every child is precious. If you care for a child or teenager with a disability and have limited income and resources, they may qualify for monthly cash payments through the Supplemental Security Income Program, or SSI. Call Social Security at 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/ssikids to learn more. That's ssa.gov/ssikids. Message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Just before that announcement, you heard Night Tales with the tune Only If. Gus F. before that was So Good from Artist to Die For Volume 1. Right now you're hearing Prince Josh with the tune Clear Your Mind from the release Moth. I'm DJ Firefly. This is Couch Dancing on WRCT Pittsburgh. You should be able to see the whole playlist online at WRCT.org. Thank you. You're currently listening to Little Closer by Cole Lawton. Rick Sop before this was Stay a While, the Fidelis remix. Amtrak before that was Little Tokyo, the Cosmic Action remix. Coming up next, I'll have Colin Suttles and more BPM with You Need a Rock from the Aries Project. I'm DJ Firefly. You're listening to Couch Dancing on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Hi, this is Danny Glover, and you're listening to 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. We'll be right back.
currently listening to Danny Foster, Loose Joints and Rogue with I Pray. Joe Silva before this with Can't Hold Back. That's about it for me for today. You've been listening to Couch Dancing on WRCT Pittsburgh. I'm DJ Firefly. Feel free to check out my website at djfirefly.com. It's the best way to get in touch with me.
Republicans have failed to coalesce behind a choice for Speaker of the House, with Donald Trump's pick, Jim Jordan, not getting the support of the Republican conference, Steve Scalise getting the support of the Republican conference, and now raising the questions of where do Republicans go from here? Another loss for Donald Trump. Again, this incredible contrast where he controls the vast majority of the Republican primary, but seems increasingly to be ignored by actual Republicans in the House of Representatives. And then, of course, the practical question, when will there be a Speaker of the House? What can the House even do absent a Speaker? The answer is not very much. And so we will start with the first element of this report, Washington Post. Republicans fail to coalesce around Speaker choice, leaving House in limbo. Steve Scalise was nominated by a majority of the conference, but he did not have the support of 217 lawmakers needed to claim the gavel on the floor. So what happens now? House Republicans were on the verge of open revolt Wednesday after the ideologically fractious conference. That's an understatement. Ideologically fractious conference failed to coalesce around a speaker, leaving the chamber rudderless and leaderless for an eighth day. The inability of House Republicans to agree on who will lead them has left them in an effective standstill since Kevin McCarthy was ousted. Unable to consider any legislation to aid Israel in its war against Hamas, pass any appropriations bills to avoid a potential government shutdown in mid-November. Now, importantly, Majority Leader Steve Scalise was nominated for Speaker by a majority of Republicans during a closed-door secret ballot early Wednesday. But a significant number of Republicans from across the ideological spectrum said they planned to protest his official election on the floor. Jim Jordan, Scalise's challenger, initially refused to say he would back Scalise on the House floor. A spokesperson said Jordan would back Scalise and offered to give a nominating speech on his behalf. So Jim Jordan has some serious problems. And much like we've been talking about how becoming president may have been the worst business decision that Donald Trump ever made for himself and for his family, Jim Jordan's past, as Newsweek now writes, comes back to haunt him as Ohio State wrestlers speak out. Let me remind you what this is all about. Jim Jordan, when he worked at Ohio State, was there at the same time as a horrible sexual assault scandal involving a guy named Dr. Strauss. The belief is that Dr. Strauss, I don't have the numbers in front of me, sexually assaulted and harassed over 100, close to 200 different wrestlers. And while there is no allegation that Jim Jordan was involved in the assaults, there are multiple allegations, including now from former wrestlers, that there is no way in hell that Jim Jordan didn't know it. And what we know is that Jim Jordan did nothing about it, didn't blow the whistle, didn't do anything to stop it. This has been sort of dragging Jim Jordan in not the most visible ways for a while. And now with Jim Jordan at the forefront, although not winning the Republican vote yesterday for Speaker, this is becoming a bigger and bigger story. The degree to which this will be what prevents Jordan from being speaker, I actually don't think it is going to be the thing that prevents him from being speaker. But this gets us to our sort of next question. Even Trump's endorsement, not enough to get you the speakership at this time. And it raises more and more questions about Trump's lack of influence. There is this interesting dichotomy. There's an interesting contrast. Some might call it a contradiction, although I don't believe that.